Just for the information of others, I'm speaking to Bhavananda Rai Prabhu, who's been a disciple of mine since how many years? More than 20 years. Which year was it?
Oh, 22 years.
He's in Slovenia, which is a country. It's actually a country, yeah, although it's not a very big country. In Europe, previously part of Yugoslavia. And he's now how many years old?
83.
He's now 83 years old. And although he was in good health most of his life, he worked on the land. He was hardworking farmer. But now, inevitably, time is taking its toll. And he's largely bedridden, is it not? And he's living just next to the temple of the Panchatattva in Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia. And devotees are kindly looking after him and translating for him is another disciple of mine from Slovenia, Govinda Datta Prabhu, who is actually from Slovenia. But I think you know Hindi better than English practically, isn't it now? You spent so many years talking Hindi day in, day out. Is that true?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. This is all your mercy.
You speak Hindi better than I do. I mean, although I started well before you, but you were immersed in it for day in and day out. So when you get that kind of immersion, then you can learn a language very well. So, by the grace of modern technology, for all that we decry the so-called advancement of modern civilization, the modern technology can also help us. So I'm going to say Hare Krishna to Bhavananda Rai Prabhu, because at such an age and in such a condition, of course, anyone can leave the body at any time, but in such an age and such a condition, it's more expected than for a younger man like Govinda Datta Prabhu. Among Karmis in the West, I'm not sure about the culture in Slovenia, because it was part of a different cultural area. It was for a long time, it was a socialist country, and it is. And anyway, being a Slavic country, the culture is different to the culture that I was raised in, which is North European. But in Britain, where I was raised, if we say things like this, that if you say to someone, well, you're probably going to die soon, it's considered very rude. Even though it's obviously true. But so I'm not sure what the culture is in your country. But among devotees, we're straightforward about this. The obvious fact, which Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityur, that one who is born is going to die. And in fact, the whole endeavor of Krishna consciousness can be defined as preparing for the moment of death. Ante Narayana Smritihi. At the time of death, one should remember Narayana.
На концу, перед смертю би само вспоминати Нараяну.
We're not. Ah, Haribol. Now I can see you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we're not pessimistic.
Не сме песимистични.
Because we know that we're eternal living beings.
Знаємо, да сме вічна жива биття.
In one sense, we don't take death so seriously.
В одному сенсі не приймаємо смерть так серйозно.
Because we've died countless times before. But in another sense, we do take death very seriously. Because so much depends on our consciousness at the time of death. So traditionally, in the spiritual culture of India, the last phase of life, one should prepare for the next life.
В тем задних тренутки живлення би се човек могло приправити за наследне живлення.
One should. You don't have the word one in that sense in your language. You have to say a person, right? Chelyavek, something. So the whole of life should be preparing for the next life.
Тело живлення би се могло приправити за наследне живлення.
But especially the last portion. And again, we don't know when the last portion will be, because anyone at any time can leave this world. That brings to mind, this is something like 20 years ago or something, something I heard. Mahavishnu Goswami, who is Gujarati from London. He was quite old at the time. And he became quite sick, and it looked like he was going to leave this world soon. So
Tamal Krishna Goswami
made a comment to him. I can't remember exactly, something like pray, when you go there you can pray that we can also go there, something like that. And Mahavishnu Goswami said, well, it's not certain that I'm going before you, something to this effect. And it actually happened that Mahavishnu Goswami recovered and went on with his life for quite some time after that. And Tamal Krishna Goswami passed away before him.
Tamal Krishna Maharaj ще перед ним запустили.
So we don't know. We can't say. You might be in this world for another 20 years yet, in this body, which you probably don't want, because in this condition, it's just suffering. You can't do much, and you're just living from day to day. But anyway, I can simply encourage you to do what you're doing, which is absorbing yourself in hearing and chanting about Krishna. It's a very simple... What is my message to you? It's a very simple message. You have nothing else to do at this point but to hear and chant about Krishna.
Послушаш і мантраш, попиваш Кришна.
And as far as possible, you can preach also to those who come to visit you. And tell them, as Srila Prabhupada, he said, when he was, for the last few months of his presence in this world, he was bedridden. And physically appeared to be in a worse position than you are. In as much as he couldn't even sit up without being supported by others. But during that time, he said something to his disciples, who were all young men at the time. Mostly he was surrounded by young men, not the women so much. He said, "Do not think that this will not happen to you. There is a tendency in youth. It's a facet, it's a feature of Maya, that when we're young, we just can't imagine that we'll be old and that we're going to die. That's maybe why you find that huge numbers of people in America, they never make any life savings. They never save money for their future. So they come to the age of retirement and they have no
money.
Because they can't imagine that they're going to get old, even though it's obvious they are going to get old. So you have made a good life insurance policy. That is to associate with devotees and chant the holy names. That guarantees you a good future. Nahi kalyana krit kaschid durga ting tata gachati. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in reply to Arjuna's doubt, one of the several doubts that Arjuna expressed during the course of Bhagavad Gita. What happens to someone who practices yoga? Arjuna asked. And then he desists. He doesn't keep on the path. And Krishna replied, "Don't worry. One who has performed auspicious activities, he never reaches an inauspicious destination. So your future is very bright for sure." So I can just encourage you to keep on with your good determination to hear and chant about Krishna. You know what to do. Krishna consciousness is very simple. So keep on doing what you're doing. And thanks to all the devotees who are with good heart, they're kindly looking after you. Ananta Prabhu, your temple president, and Lalit Govinda, they've both got very good heart, very good hearted, very, very, very good hearted by nature. So they're kindly helping you. And there must be so many others also.
Maharaj. He's saying thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Zdaj grem jaz na operacijo, kako ga drugič.
He will go again to operation of his hip.
Oh.
Second time.
Oh. Yes. Why? What happened? They didn't. Is that a standard procedure or what?
Because he has screw inside, and because of this screw from previous operation, he has pain. So they will remove that.
Oh, sounds horrible.
He is feeling a big pain, a lot of pain. He cannot even sleep sometimes.
I see the screw presses against his nerve.
Left side he cannot turn, only right side.
Bahut dard hota hai kamar mein. Aisa hota hai. The word matlab slipped out of your mouth there. You're thinking in Hindi.
Yeah, it's not very bolechina. But he, Bhavananda Prabhu, is very tolerant. He's not lamenting so much.
He's from the old school, the older generation. They have that. They have that tendency not to complain. To take the knocks and not complain. Not to complain about one's own condition. They may be very strict in training the children, so the children can be come up good, but for their own suffering, they won't complain. That was the culture previously, before the modern consumeristic, narcissistic society. In Slovenia, do they still give all the hospital and everything? They do. The government still does that. That socialism is still going on. They do it free or what?
Free to them. Yes, they are giving something. They give help. Yes, for people.
It used to be in the socialist time that there was all medical, everything was free. It's all done by the government. All done by the government.
But we have to pay sometimes. Partly it's free, but many times
it's becoming commercialized nowadays. You didn't know, huh? You're out of touch with Slovenia. You were in India so many years. You had to ask.
Yeah, I had to ask. Mm-hmm. In India, mostly it has to be paid.
There are government hospitals, but they're inadequate for the need.
But even here if it's free, anyway, we have to pay this social we have to pay for this social help.
Well, you pay it. You pay taxes. Yeah.
Taxes.
All right then.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to tell me?
Nothing special. Otherwise, he is feeling good and he likes to, he has appetite for eating.
Oh,
yes.
That's good. That's your years of working in the fields.
The
appetite is still going on. That's a sign of good health, to have a good appetite. And
he's saying that his chanting is going on. Sometimes mind is disturbing, but not so much, he's saying.
Good, good. If it's not disturbing much, that's good.
Three o'clock or 3:30 morning, he starts chanting in the bed. He starts in the morning.
Very good. Very nice.
Till 6:30 he's chanting.
Good, good. Is that restaurant? Oh, let him speak. Let him speak.
After that, he takes bath and means, and then shaving and all these things, washing bodily needs. Yeah. And then Kavapa. And after that, still he's continuing with chanting if he didn't complete. Or sometimes the Lid Govinda Prabhu comes and reading. And they're reading from Prabhupada's books sometimes. And then he to online, he's hearing lectures, stamp on it. And different devotees are giving classes. Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu is one congregation. He's giving
manjari,
there are different devotees who are giving online classes.
Yeah, that's
Slovenian language.
That's the thing nowadays. Good, good, yeah. Good. That's the thing. That's the way the world's going now.
Yes.
They're more online than actual live classes. All right, then. I'll finish this little discussion, and then I'll give a little talk now on Vishnu Sahasranam. I'm giving talks every evening at this time. It's early afternoon there, is it? Must be.
Bhavananda Prabhu is asking for your blessings.
Yeah, whatever mercy is coming through from Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara, full blessings. Full blessings. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj ki jai.
Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.